is Wanda McKnight-Bronk. I'm so excited to have you join my podcast, Fill Your Tank. While you're filling your gas tank for the week, take a few minutes to join me and fill your own personal tank as well. I call myself the imperfect but still successful sales representative. If you can relate to the daily struggles of trying to keep it all together and searching for that perfect balance between family, faith, and career, then Fill Your Tank is the perfect place for you. This week's episode is titled, How to Keep Selling When Your Personal Life is Falling Apart. Life is never perfect, but typically it involves lots of periods filled with love and joy. There will be weddings and births, vacation, graduations, celebrations, and the list goes on and on. But sometimes life takes a turn. Most people don't prepare for it because they think it won't happen to me. But it can, and it does. You don't have to look too far to find someone who will tell you how life delivered an unexpected blow to them. It might be an illness, an addiction, adultery, a rebellious child, the end of a long-term relationship or marriage. It might be the death of a family member or someone that was really close to you. This type of event, it completely rips your life apart. Usually the outcome is completely out of your control. You have no power to change it and no power to fix it. And you are just going to have to struggle your way through it. And it can take a long time. When a devastating event arrives, it can put you in a state of shock. I mean, literally, it can paralyze your ability to function. You may find it hard to concentrate or to be motivated to do your job or really motivated to do anything. Some days, you may find it hard just to breathe. Things that felt really important before the life event now seem pretty trivial. It is likely that each of us will encounter someone this week who has experienced some sort of a devastating situation. You may or may not be aware of their situation or their circumstances. It could be a customer, a coworker, or just a brief encounter with somebody in a waiting room who shares their story with you. So what will you tell them? This is an opportunity to ask if you can pray for somebody and their situation. Most people do find that pretty comforting, but you have to follow that through and actually do the prayer for them. What would you do if you found yourself in that situation? Of course, it's always best if you've prepared for trouble before it arrives. I mean, why wait until you're in the middle of a life crisis to start building a strong relationship with God? Believing in God and having a relationship with Him are two different things. If you have not been praying regularly, it is just going to be harder to know where to start. Depending on the crisis, you may have to take some time away from work. But once you've decided to get back to work, how do you actually do it? Sales reps are supposed to be upbeat and positive, and that is why continuing to sell during a life crisis is particularly hard. If you worked at a desk all day, it might be easier just to hide away from everybody and hide your feelings. But in sales, you have to be able to converse and to have a conversation and to have an agenda and a point to your sales meeting. So here are 10 practical tips that might help you manage as you go back to work. 1. Seek wise counsel. Find somebody wise, maybe somebody who's been through a similar situation. Might be a friend, a sibling, or someone that's a role model for you, or it might even be a therapist. Because sometimes a neutral party they can help provide a different, less emotional perspective on things. 2, decide what you will and will not engage in to ease the pain. Some people sort of unconsciously fall into an unproductive way of easing the pain. They may bury themselves in their work, or they might turn to alcohol or drugs or anger or revenge, all a means of trying to ease the pain. So consciously pick the course that you believe is best for you and your family. 3, add some small, simple things to your life that provide just little brief moments of pleasure. You need these brief moments to escape from your burdens. So here's a couple that you could implement on a daily basis. Music. Just pick a few songs that always lift your spirits and just keep them readily available to play at any time you need them. Laughter. When you have not laughed in a while and you finally do, it feels really good. Make yourself watch something funny every day. You might find a funny video or just a couple of lines of a comedy, something short that just takes a few minutes, and then burn that image into your mind so you can use it later. I love the Johnny Carson episode with the baboon. No matter how sad I might be, when I see that vision in my mind, I just smile for a brief moment. You just need something that gives you that brief moment of pleasure. Next could be some form of human touch, just like holding hands with someone that you find special. That could be a grandchild, a child, spouse, parent, also other kinds of human touch, like a facial or a massage can be helpful. Exercise. Any form of exercise is helpful, but especially if it's outside or if it's around water. And just try to notice nature around you as you're walking. Visible forms of encouragement are another way, just a little pick-me-up. Maybe it's a picture that just makes you happy or feel good when you see it. Or you might frame some sort of an encouraging statement. I love the statement, every day is a blessing. And having that framed and around when you see it is just a reminder that makes you feel a little bit better for a minute. You might find a Bible verse or a quote that provides you some kind of comfort, and you write it on a card and just keep it with you, maybe in your briefcase or your purse. And if you find yourself having a little bit of a hard time, you can just pull it out and read it, and it might help you get through the next couple of hours. One that I like is, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That one just helps when you wake up, even before you get out of the bed. List 3 things that you're thankful for. It is just a reminder that things may be bad. They may be really bad, but there are still things to be thankful for, even in that situation. And give yourself some alone time. You're going to need it. It is just harder to be around people when your burdens are really heavy. So those are just some ideas of ways that you can provide a little brief relief from some of the burdens that you might be under. 4, if you find it hard to focus, then break all of your tasks into these just small chunks of time. Try for 30 minutes or an hour, then take a break for a minute, and then refocus and start again. And then just work your way into some longer segments of time. There may be days where that works, and there may be days where you're just not able to focus. 5, try to maintain a routine, and then write down a few things that you want to do on that particular day, and check them off as you do them. That's going to be different depending on the degree of devastation and how well you're doing. So start where you are today and just keep moving forward little by little. If you've recently experienced the death of a family member, your to-do list may just be to get out of bed and get dressed and take a walk. And then tomorrow, maybe you can add one thing to that. 6, You might schedule your sales visits to accounts that require a longer drive time. That just gives you a longer period of time to think and be alone during that travel time. So you're still working, but you're managing through it. Also, virtual calls may be easier for a while. Prior to going into a live sales call, you may need to speak yourself into the right frame of mind. You might have to say something like, okay, it's only a 30-minute sales call. I can just go in there, get this done, get back to the car. It's 30 minutes. I can do this. And then give yourself some time in between your sales visits to regroup. Number 7, as females, we tend to get emotional and shed some tears, and that's okay. Try to save them for when you're back in the car. If you feel an emotional breakdown coming on at what seems to be an inappropriate moment, try remembering that funny image that I told you to burn into your brain earlier. It might distract you enough to carry on with your business. And always carry a travel makeup bag. It should never leave your side while you're in this type of an emotional state. Small cold compresses are also great for swollen eyes. 8. Just do your best, the best that you can, and give yourself some grace. It's not going to be perfect right now. 9. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward. And 10. This is the most important. The two most important things that I can recommend is prayer and reading your Bible. I can't even emphasize that enough. I mean, there's so much comfort that you will gain from that. This is what will hold you together. Psalms is full of encouragement. You might try jotting your prayers down each day, and when you get an answer, just go back and make a note and date it. It's written proof that prayer works. If you're not in the midst of a life crisis, be thankful and build your relationship with God now. If your personal life is falling apart right now and none of these suggestions are helping, then please seek some type of professional help and pray like crazy. Also, I want to be able to pray for you right now as well. Dear Father, thank you for the blessings that we have and that we often take for granted. You are powerful and always in control. And some people listening in today are dealing with devastating life events that have rocked their world and things feel very out of control. Thank you for being constant and strong when we are falling apart. And let us always seek you in the midst of our pain. Comfort the listeners that need you to provide relief from their circumstances and help them feel your presence so that they can rest from their burdens. Bring clarity to their situation, provide wisdom as they face hard decisions, and help them to heal and to move forward. And let those struggling with a life crisis come out on the other side of it better so that their struggle is not in vain. Let them gain wisdom, empathy, strength, and a closer relationship with you. And let us all seek to know you more and to be compassionate to others. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for your time today. I am thrilled that you chose to listen in. Be sure and join me next week for Fill Your Tank. You don't want to miss it. Fill Your Tank is going to be your new best